Of course, you know CC Blaylock. Good morning, CC. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing well. You told me yesterday that the R.R. Moton team of 69 won the state championship in Class 1A basketball, was honored this past week in Birmingham by the High School Athletic Association. And you were telling me about the team, and I was like, we got to talk about that. You said, well, you need to call Cokie and William Turner here, and he's got the classic sweater from 69, the championship sweater. And I was intrigued to hear all about that 40 years ago. That's something. It's been a while. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's been a while. Been 40 years, and after them 40 years, bring back memories sometimes playing basketball back in the day.
1969, you were on the team. Let's go talk about the team a little bit. And you listed off the I'll list them off. You and I went through this yesterday. There were 10 players on the team.
Yeah, it was Michael Williams, Bobby Hooks, Calvin Crockett, Bernard Bunny, Ulysses White,
Don Simpson.
Don Simpson.
William Turner.
Yeah. You're getting old.
Rufus Roberts.
Rufus Roberts and all that.
Albert Robertson. Just a great crew of guys.
And how many of those are still around this park? Are all of them still alive?
Well, at least Bobby Hook, he passed about 2 years ago. Bobby Hooks. He was one of our, we called him long distance when he was shooting basketball, and when he was playing basketball, then no one couldn't take the basketball away from him because he threw the ball back there, that high to the floor.
And you're showing us about, 6 inches off the floor, right?
Yeah.
You told me that the team did lose a couple of games that year, and y'all were just kind of playing around with those guys.
Over in Russell County, we played a team over there, and we're just messing around with it. Second string play, and we come in about the halftime, and we just go out there and mess around and do like the gold trailer and all that. That's playing around.
Coach was Roosevelt Sanders, and he was called this week to go to Birmingham. He couldn't make it to be recognized. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yep. And Coach Sanders, when he came to R.R. Moton, we were playing Boy Scout. The Boy Scout had a team back then. We were playing then. When we were in the sixth grade, he came. He started picking us up, teaching how to play basketball. We know how to play basketball. He brought the fundamentals, really to the game too. We caught on from that. When we were in the eighth grade, most of the guys started playing on the varsity team. Like Michael and Bernard Bunny, they played with the varsity team. And we were playing junior basketball. And so over the years, 1968, that when we really came together as a basketball team. And on the weekend, we go play tournament in different places. Like St. Jude, over in Phoenix City, South Detroit. You remember South Detroit?
Oh, yeah. Had
a guy named Snowflake.
Yeah, Snowflakes, yeah.
But he was playing well for my time.
Yeah, it looked like he played for about 10 years.
And so one year, Coach William, who used to be our football coach at R.R. Moton, he used to coach at Carver, Columbus, Georgia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And them guys want to play us some basketball. They said they need some competition. So we went over that night. We had holes in our warm-up. All the people in the grandstand, they were laughing. Look at that guy there. Got a faded warm-up. Look at that guy, he got holes in. So the shorter guy they had on their team was 6'2". That shoulder guy on the team. Mm-hmm. Started playing basketball. The guys who had holes in the jersey fitted warm up, they ain't never seen no basketball before. Mm-hmm. We jumped out there. We played them. And we played them hard. Halftime, we tied. And the people wondered, so why that little team come from? And so when they beat us, they beat us, it was, if I remember right, they beat us 70-69, 68, beat about 2 points.
Yeah.
Then the principal wanted to have my son on the spot that night. To come, my son said, no, I said, Eastside can't leave my player. And so in 1969, we went to the area to play with South Macon over in Tuskegee. We played Beauregard. Beauregard had a good team, good physical team. They gave us a run for our money. We thought we were going to play a little white team, thought we were going to run over. No, we had another thing coming. Beauregard brought it too. And so we beat Beauregard by 5 points that night. We went on to the state championship.
Talk about the trip to Tuscaloosa for the championship. You told me it wasn't just one game. There were
three
games there. So talk about those.
Well, the first game we played, Thursday afternoon. Well, I don't got the name of the team we played. We jumped out there. We're running on the tip-off. First, every game we played, we get the first 2 points. I don't care how tall the guys is, we get the first 2 points. Every game we played. Get the first 2 points. Because when I was jumping center, I can go with my left and right hand. Like Councilman Baylock, him, Shane, him. I can look at Shane, and they think I'm going to tip the ball to Shane, but I'm tipping the ball to CeCe. And I tipped the ball to Brain. He just throw the ball over his head, and Michael gone. 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now get back to the tournament up there in Tuscaloosa. Jumped on that little team, and they ain't know which way they like. They ain't never seen a basketball before. But that's my first time I've seen a team play slow basketball. Like the referee, he can drink a cold cola, smoke a cigarette, eat a hot dog before they get a trial half coat. The high slow to play.
Is that what most teams did then?
Yep.
Played slow and y'all running up the floor.
We were running, going and shoot.
Yeah.
From the tip off, we're gone. And so they had to call, but nobody still don't believe it. Like I told them yesterday, they had called timeout. Three referees, one in the middle, one on the goal, one on each goal.
Couldn't get enough out there to keep up. Had to add another one.
Yeah.
Two to three referees so they keep up.
Running and gunning.
Yeah, running and gunning. So that next morning, you know, all these brothers, all the people coming in, they were going to ask. So William said, you know how many rebounds you had last night? No, because we didn't keep up rebounds. Mm-hmm. Only thing we care about who made the most points. That's all we did all yeah. through the high school, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, don't you know you had 20 rebounds? 20 rebounds? He said, yeah. He said, I don't buy you? Mm-mm. I ain't used to 20 rebounds. Who keep up with 20 rebounds? You know, stuff like that. Well, then over the years, we found out they were very important.
Yeah.
You know, rebound and stuff like that.
And you won those three games, won the championship. You won the championship over Suttle. You said it's a team out of Birmingham, the Birmingham area at least. Beat them 72-54.
Yeah.
Wasn't really that close. Did you guys, when you played your best game, was anybody, you think anybody could have had a shot at you? And you said you played everybody all year.
Yeah.
You took all comers. This was the 1A state championship as a small school.
Yeah. But back then, it really, when you play somebody in your district, you really, you're playing everybody the whole year. You play different powerhouse schools, big schools, and stuff like that. Then when you come back to your regular team, stuff like that, you might have some competition. Then again, you might have.
See, teams like Carver and those teams over in Columbus, Georgia, those like 5A schools. Those big schools.
Yeah.
Oh, Spencer and all those guys at South Garage, those were big schools. They had big student body. But the funny thing about this basketball team here is that all these kids came along about the same time. They were fifth, sixth grade together. So what Sanders would do, Sanders was about 4 or 5 years older than these guys. So he could play basketball. He was a good athlete. And sometimes he would just go and just open up the gym and just throw basketballs in the gym and just let these guys play fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. So they got where they really could play together. And each individual out of that first five was known for something. Like Hooks was known for handling the ball. Now, Coke, believe it or not, Coke, what, you about 6'1 or 6'2?
5'11.
Yeah, something like that. And he out-jumped that big Knox boy from Lanier. He was like a seven-footer, you know. And he was known for his jumping ability. And
You dunk it?
No.
Matter of fact, they never did. You guys never did try it. Bernard Burney, he was known for shooting. Now he was the kind of guy who would score 55 points tonight and come back tomorrow night and score five. Yeah, he wouldn't stop shooting.
Yeah, in the state tournament, first game he scored 42 points. First game.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to that of not stopping. Because, I mean, I have firmly always believed you can't score if you don't shoot.
Yeah. How many games did y'all play that year? About how many?
About 20-something.
No.
About 20-something or more.
We played more. Because, like I said, we played most of on the weekend, we were going to play tournament. All in Union Spring. Carver, Union Spring, all down in there.
Was that your senior year, 69? Was that your final year?
Nah. 70.
So, yeah, the next year, schools were integrated, so you went to Tallahassee High School, and you played on that team, didn't you?
Yeah.
And talk about that team.
Well, when Coach Taylor came on, we had the first five. Coach Taylor wanted to start the first five, but, you know, you first integrate, you know, you can't start the first five. You know, you had to have four blacks, one white. So having Melvin Barker came along.
That's who I was trying to think.
Melvin Barker came along, and he fit in very long with us. He was the fifth man, and Adrian Freeman, he was the sixth man. If we were down by 6 points, put Adrian Freeman out there, he going to bring him back in the game. He going to score quick 6 points for you.
Hmm.
And he was a good basketball player. Melvin Barker was a good basketball player. See? And like, so we are. Coach Taylor, he from Notre Circle. You know, he brought some of his friends to watch a practice one day. He told us, he said, well, y'all do what I ask you to do when game time, you on your own. Hey, we like it like that. So he brought all the friends from Notre Circle. They came to watch us play, you know, and stuff, practice and stuff. Game time, we played prep. From time we put prep that night up the coach. He told us, let us go, and stuff like that.
How many games, how did y'all do that year in 70 at Tallahassee? Did you make a run into the playoffs?
We went back to the state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Went back to the state. We got third place in the state.
Was it third place?
Third place.
And what was Tallahassee's classification then? Because there were only 4A. Like four classifications. I guess there were 3A or something. Is that right?
I think it was 4A then.
Was it?
What are you looking at me? I mean, I wasn't here in 70.
I think it was 4A.
I don't know. I think there were four classifications up until 84.
No, we were three.
So you would have been 3A out of four.
Yeah,
3A.
You know, it's a funny thing, though, when the schools integrated, were fully integrated in 1969, believe it or not, now, Coach Taylor was the coach of the basketball team, but he was willing to give that job to coach Sanders, but the system just, you know, well, the system back during them days, it just wasn't so-called Scotia for him to get that job. But when they would go off and play basketball and they'll be behind at halftime, Coach Taylor would find Sanders. And Sanders would come in that doggone dressing room, and these guys come out a brand-new different team and come out and smoke.
Like in Chilsburg.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Chilsburg to play up there. Chilsburg held up down by 10. So halftime, there wasn't nobody saying they went down to the locker room. So it's a locker room, a lot of people down there in the locker room. So Roosevelt Sumner came. He shook up everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed me in my collar and shook me around, shook everybody around. And third quarter, Children's Bird ain't seen it like.
Yeah.
That's it. The first game they lost in the gym in 4 years when we Tyside beat them.
That's the old school of coaching.
Yeah.
You don't talk to them. You snatch them up, shake them around a little bit.
Yeah. But, you know, it was a personality thing with Coach Santa as well as Coach Davis. Coach would have it that he might need to knock Coke down to make him get up and come back and be tough. And then the next guy, he might have to put his arms around him and hug him. So they knew their players real, real well. And another good thing about Sanders, though, Sanders didn't only talk it, he could walk it. He could get in and play basketball with these guys. You know, he could run with them. He believed in that run and gun. And this team was something to see. And when they went up to the high school, I imagine y'all remember a gentleman by the name of Mr. Rob Collin.
No.
I tell you who lived in the house, who bought his house. The lawyer bought his house right across from the shopping center. Bowles.
Yeah.
The house that Bowles live in now. Well, this man would follow these guys all over the place. You see 60 blacks sitting together, and Mr. Rob be right in the middle of them, you know. And ask these guys when the game was over, you could stop. If you want steaks, if you want hamburgers or whatever it was. But they had a big following all the way from Moton High all the way up to the high school. And those guys started graduating in 7-7 and 7-1. But they never had another basketball team like that come through Talis since those guys. But they, like I said, they started out together playing when they was in the fifth and sixth grade. And a lot depended on the coach too, because he was a real good coach.
You said that the team here was the only black team to win the championship that year too, right?
Yeah, we were the only black team in the state of Alabama won the state championship in 1969.
Was that real uncommon back then that black teams would have even been a situation to win back then?
Well, back then you had a good black basketball team, but you know when you go up you have you play against different team, good team. You run, you know, when you go into the state, you run into the best.
Did y'all ever play Tallahassee?
No, Tallahassee didn't want to play us.
I can imagine they wouldn't. No,
we tried, but
yeah,
nope, they didn't want to play us. Now back then, Tallahassee had black players playing. His nephew played with
Tallahassee.
Charlie Crowley, they played with Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Because they went up in 1960. They went up in 1965. That was Freedom of Choice or whatever thing they had. They went up in 1965. And then fully integration came the school year 69 and 70. Yeah. But back during the late 40s and the 50s, Coach O'Brien was coaching up here. He coached the basketball team, football team. He coached, you know, it was those days that when one coach coached everything.
Yeah.
And those basketball players that the basketball team at our school in 1948 would go and play Tallahassee High School, but it would just be like scrimmage games, you know, you're doing practice. And and Coach O'Brien, he started working with our football team. And a funny thing happened, I like to tell this because it's really funny. Jackie Davis and Coach O'Brien, they spent about as much time with our football team as almost they did with Tallahassee High. So we went to Lynette to play. The white school played on Friday night. The black school played on Thursday night. And we went to Lynette. And back during those days, when the visiting football team come on campus, the host team, all the guys would come out, you know, and follow the bus until it parked. So when our bus parked, the first somebody stepped off the bus was Coach O'Brien and Jackie Davis. And you could hear some of the players say, oh, these guys got white coaches, man. You know, back during the day, which was it was really something to it was funny really, but that's just how dedicated those coaches were back during those days. And the only thing that I regret back during those days is that the opportunities for black athletes to get scholarships to go to college, because the black colleges really couldn't afford, you know, to give a whole lot of scholarships to black athletes. But I look at some of the athletes that came through Tallahassee Colored High School and our Moton High School, say from about 1943 up to about 1969, those guys, if the opportunity had been really, really, really there, you know, you could have been reading about some of these guys, because we had some real good athletes. Now, Michael Williams from this team, he went for a trial for the New York Knicks, and he really had it made, but he just woke up one morning, they told him to go to the bathroom, they checked his urine, and he had a problem.
Mm-hmm. He graduated from South Carolina State.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he went to try with New York Knicks.
But it was some good basketball players. Well, you'd take both schools though, produce some real good athletes. For Tallahassee to be so small, I think some of your best all around athletes come out of little small towns because they have such good support. For one thing, and the next thing is they're not exposed to a whole lot of other things that larger cities are exposed to, so they participate in the athletic program. Because when I was in high school, if you was a boy and didn't go out for the football team, Coach David would tell him in a minute, he better not see a girl talking to you. And so quite naturally, hey, you were going to go out for that football team. And Coach had it, if you went out for the football team, you was going to make it. You were definitely going to make it because – you only had some like 20 guys in high school, you know, that was able to play football. Yeah. So I remember one time, man, we played Camp Hill, and we didn't have two guys on the bench. You know, that's 13 ball players, but we beat them like they stole some government puppets.
Yeah.
Talk about an incentive package to play ball. If you don't play ball, the girls can't talk to you.
That's right. That's right, boy. I know he really probably couldn't have stopped that, but the threat was there, you know. And plus, he was a classroom man too. He taught too, so that
he was an English teacher too.
Yes, sir. And everybody, I'll go out on a limb. Everybody that graduated from R.R. Moton High School from 1952 to 1965. Knew more literature and English than they did any subject that was offered in the school. I was the best doggone teacher I ever seen. Yep. That's
What years did you say the school was in operation?
Moton opened in January 1954 and closed down in May of 1969.
Okay. Where did students go before then?
Before Moton?
Yeah.
They went to Tallahassee Colored High School.
Where was that?
The name of the school. Up on top of the hill, you know where the old cafe sit up on top of the hill? When you get ready to come down the hill to Moton?
Yeah.
You see the old cafe sit out there? We're right across from there. It's a church out there now. St. Paul's Church sit out there now. And that's where the school was. And it got burned. The brick building got burned in 1950. And they took the old auditorium, divided it up, took a portion of the lunchroom, and divided it up, and that's why we went to school from September 1950, up until January 1954. And in 1960, the church that sits there used to sit right on the top of the hill as you get ready to come down the hill. Yeah. Moton High. That's where they moved it from in 1960.
Well, Cokie, you brought your sweater in. You said you can't wear it anymore, though. It's a little bit smaller than you're accustomed to these days.
Asked my wife yesterday, I said, "We have better places to try. Keep going about your business."
It looks like it looks like Michigan, doesn't it, Shane? It's got the amazing and blue. It looks to me, it looks a lot like their colors. The state champs on the back, 69. How about that?
It's nice.
Y'all got that was the thing you got for winning the state championship in 69. Mm-hmm. And what's the number on there? What was your number?
33.
And I know Shane, you asked how many of these guys are still around these parts. Do you see them too often? I mean, is it most of them moved on?
No, most of them move on. It's scatter.
Can y'all still play?
No, my days over.
Well, one of the sharpest dressers down at the dog track is a member of that basketball team, Ulysses White. He's one of the greeters. He does a lot of PR work down there. He's the well-dressed gentleman that you'll see at the dog track when you go there. He played on that basketball team. But he was a football player, though. He was a much better football player than he was a basketball player.
Great linebacker.
Yeah, oh, man. He was a great linebacker. That kid, he should have gone to school somewhere, but he didn't go.
Well, you're buck 50, and he hit you here, knocked the pass.
That's man.
Well, this has been really interesting. I know I've enjoyed it, Shane. I'm sure you iterate the same sentiments there, and we appreciate you both coming down. Congratulations, 40 years later on the state championship. Appreciate you guys and getting your just due up in Birmingham, the R.R. Moton state champs, 1A title in basketball, 1969. And William Cokie Turner in with us this morning. C.C. Blalock, thank you, too. Appreciate it. And I'm going to get a picture. We're going to get a picture of Cokie with a shirt, with a sweater, and we're going to post that on Tallahassee Times with a story, which will be put up tomorrow. So make sure you check that out. Interesting stuff, for sure. More coming up on this Monday morning.